Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Sometimes in our fractured society of polarizing politics and algorithm-driven social media feeds, we struggle to find something we all share. But Dave and I are here to the rescue.
Yep. We present America's most popular drink, coffee. Two-thirds of us drink coffee, up to 3 cups a day on average.
Not only is this amount safe for you, but research has also shown that coffee can be good for you. Moderate amounts are linked to lower risk of irregular heart rate and could lower the risk of certain cancers, kidney or gallstones, and even diabetes.
Thank the bioactive compounds in coffee, such as antioxidants like polyphenols and catechins that protect blood vessels and may lower brain inflammation.
A recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows moderate coffee and tea intake may also be linked to a lower risk of dementia.
The Harvard research used data from two large studies, one involving 90,000 women, average age 46, and a second study with about 40,000 men, average age 54.
Every 2 to 4 years, they were tested for verbal memory, executive abilities, and attention span. Some were followed for more than 40 years.
8% of them got dementia, but moderate coffee drinkers had an 18% lower risk of it. They were also 6 months younger cognitively. Sorry, decaf drinkers, you don't get the benefits. As for me, gotta go, Norbert. Need my afternoon pick-me-up.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.